right, doing everything we can here at Rosie on the House to reduce the load of material we're sending to landfills all across the state of Arizona to get you, the homeowners, excited and engaged in recycling your waste. What are our key takeaways here in wrapping this up and getting people on board, getting them passionate about participating?
So I think that everyone can make a difference. You know, the from the smallest act to the biggest act, everyone can make a difference. I think that's one of the biggest takeaways. Just remember, when you're recycling, recycle the right stuff. If you're in doubt, toss it out. That's what we kind of like to stick to. The other thing is our Resource Innovation Campus, which we can talk a little bit about.
I love the sound of it. What goes on there?
Innovation. Everyone loves innovation, right? So it's out at our 27th Avenue transfer station. It's by a closed landfill. And we're working on essentially recruiting companies that will create local markets for the stuff that's really tough to recycle. For example, there's a company there. We went through the request for proposal. You know, we went through the correct city protocols. But there's a company there called Palm Silage, and they're actually turning the palm fronds that are coming in to food for livestock. So that's one of the things that was going to the landfill quite a bit, and that's a lot of tonnage. And so we want to make sure, hey, let's try to use that here locally and repurpose it somehow.
So you've given them a place to do that, and they just experiment away and until they come up with what they need to do. And then eventually, I guess, people will know they can bring their and the landscapers and stuff will bring their palms.
Yeah. We can actually announce that right now. If you have a landscaper that has palm fronds, have them bring it out to our 27th Avenue transfer station. We have a class that they can go through, and they'll get a discount for the tonnage. If it's a Phoenix resident, actually all Phoenix residents get one free ton with their bill. So you can bring in a ton of palm fronds, and we will take them. And Palm Silage will work on turning them into livestock or food for livestock.
Okay. Yeah. A great innovative way of repurposing what would end up taking up space in a landfill.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's great. You said public could get a tour of the facility. I think tours of the facilities kind of open people's eyes as to what y'all are really trying to do and the challenge you have on your hands.
I think it helps people buy in to see it.
Yes.
Yeah, the tours of our recycling facility up north are probably the most effective education tool my team has. So we offer public tours free of charge to all residents of Phoenix, and even outsiders if they want to take tours, on every Thursday of the week. So the only Thursday I was reminded in a public presentation that I don't do a holiday and Thanksgiving on tours.
Well, good for you. But
every other week.
And we're coming up on the holidays, and the holidays, I have to think, I mean, when I see the mountains of cardboard on curbsides the day after Christmas, I tell them don't do that for security reasons because everybody in your neighborhood now knows
what you got. That's true.
But what are your tips for holiday recycling?
So holiday recycling, as you mentioned, is one of the biggest times of year when we get an influx of material. So if you want to see mountains of recyclables, come to our tour during the Christmas time, holiday time. But the tips in terms of recycling the correct things, you want to make sure, again, stick to the basics. You know, go to our website, phoenix.gov/recycle. We update that almost on a weekly basis. But papers, stick to any sort of, if you're using a recycling wrapping paper, stick to paper that you can rip. So a tip with paper, if you can rip it, you usually can recycle it. And you can tell if paper or wrapping material is plastic. If you try to rip it, it doesn't rip. That's because of a plastic adhesive on the top of it. So stick to all that type of stuff. Again, any foods, liquids that doesn't go in your recycling bin, if you're recycling any rigid hard plastics, bottles, containers, make sure the food and liquids are out of there. Another tip, you don't have to spend 20, 30 minutes scrubbing out a peanut butter jar. Make sure, actually, a tip.
I was always wondering about that.
Yeah, actually, I did something this past week. I actually filled it with water, let it sit for about 5 minutes, and then I shook it for about, 30 to 40 seconds, and actually got most of the peanut butter out of there. So there's a tip. Just make sure most of the food and liquids are out of any containers or jars. But, that's just a tip for you guys. But
what about ribbon for the holidays?
Ribbon, so no ribbon.
No,
we
ribbon.
Don't want any ribbon flocking.
That's a tangler, right?
I don't even know what flocking is, but it's not recyclable.
Wow.
Someone brings that up. So anyways, sorry, but that's not, no ribbon, no string or twine. Again, it just always focus on the, we have some materials on our website, papers, plastics, rigid plastics.
So going along the same lines with ribbons and tanglers, right? We call them tanglers, like the lights, Christmas lights. If you have some that aren't working, you're just like, okay, I'm going to toss them out. No, not in the recycling container, please. I think all those, you can also donate to Goodwill.
Yeah, you can donate those.
You know, instead of throwing them in the trash. But, of course, trash versus recycling bin, yes.
And no Christmas trees either.
All right, no, all of you listeners to Rosie on the House, we're gonna start a movement here to put Lucas Mariocher out of a job. He is the zero waste coordinator, and we've got to get to that point so he will be unemployed. And Brenda Yanez, you will then have the ongoing honor of continuing to be the public information officer for Phoenix Public Works. And we can send Lucas like little cards and things when he's on the beach unemployed, right?
I'll be picking out plastic.
We need
Lucas.
Plastic
on the beach.
On the beach, yeah. We need Lucas and his team.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We really want to thank y'all for being generous with your time, coming in this morning and sharing with us what y'all's vision is for what City of Phoenix can do. And in turn, how we can then do that every other community within the state of Arizona and be aggressive, be passionate about recycling. This is one of the things that can make a huge difference. The other thing we're going to have to do, we've arranged the tour for the recycling center. I think somehow, some way, we need to arrange a tour for the landfill so people can really see the job those people have and the masses of trash we're trying to handle. Talking trash, wrapping it up at Rosie on the House.